The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday, and people aren't in a great mood because the Texans lost. If you missed the first hour, we told you why. It doesn't matter. All available on podcastarena.com. Talked about that a lot. Hit some other stuff as well. We didn't get to hit on Jong singing Friday. Jong,
no.
What kind of response did you get, sir?
Well, Brandon, our web guy, told us that last week our podcast numbers in general doubled, and the Friday was our highest podcast day of the week.
Well, I could vouch for that because I can't tell you how many people were asking me, how do I get the podcast? How do I get the podcast? Well, you just go to podcastarena.com and you can go listen to it. It's all available to you. And if you go to podcastarena.com, you can also pick up a copy of an introduction to sports betting Blitz style. And there's a little gift card on there if you want to give it to somebody for Christmas. If you waited too late to get a gift, perfect time to do it. Just click on that. It's only $12.99, man. And you will give a gift that will last forever. The gift of victory. 713-780-ESP is your number. A couple things real quick before we get to the rest of the league. And LaMonta brought something up earlier. Do the Texans have a bigger issue with Hoyer getting his second concussion here in this short of a time? And it's like, yeah, I think that's a real concern because he's always been hurt a lot. Now you start getting concussions, and I'm not even sure that this is going to be a good – you know, we talk about having a bridge guy. I'm not sure how much longer you can count on him as a bridge guy as much as he's been hurt. If he's got another concussion, you start getting two in a season, that's
not good.
No, there's nothing positive
about
that.
This offensive line makes me think that it's going to suddenly prevent him from being concussed further.
And then apparently Mark Berman tweeted this out that sources say former Aggie quarterback Kyle Allen did not meet with Coach Tom Herman Sunday in Houston. Apparently some radio station reported that happened. I have no idea who that was.
It wasn't me.
It was not me. Jong, did you do it?
We don't report.
Are you sure it wasn't the same one that reported that Tom Herman was going to Georgia?
It may have been. I don't know. What are you eating in there?
An apple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I honestly don't know. I didn't see it, and you know, it's strange that somebody has to report that something didn't happen, but that's the world we live in today. All right, let's zip through the rest of the league, and we will start off with the Bills losing to the Eagles.
Oh, I found it.
Oh.
Guess who did it?
Who?
Local CBS, Houston.
Dude, man. Guys, stop reporting over there.
Oh, it's an old buddy of yours.
Really?
He works in the morning.
Well, I would give that some credence in, because he actually is a pretty good reporter. So, I'm guessing UH can't admit to that.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie just tweeted out a picture. You got six of the BBHs. I had a great beer haul today.
I saw that.
I got eight of those and a bunch of other stuff. I loaded up. All right, let's go through the rest.
I drank better beer on Saturday night.
Yeah?
I may have drank more, like, unbelievable beer on Saturday night than any night I've ever drank.
Well, that's saying a lot because I know you've had a lot of unbelievable beer nights.
Yeah, this was a good one.
But, no, I got eight of the BBHs and I got two of the Black Cracks, and I got two of those Avery Pumpkins. One of those Jong had on his birthday. I think it was your birthday. The first time we got you drunk on air. It's like 12. It was 17%, that pumpkin one.
We need to get
very
Jong
good
drunk more often.
I know. Well, we'll do it every Friday. If we don't get somebody to put something up this week, I'll bring something. All right, I guess we should start talking about football. Eagles 23, Bills 20. Bad loss for the Bills. 15 penalties.
Probably a season-killing
loss. 15 freaking penalties, man.
And that's haunted them all season long. And that haunts Rex Ryan teams in general. They're not disciplined. You know, everything was there for them to win. And mistakes. You can't win when you give up that many penalty yards. And probably keeps them out of the playoffs, which is unfortunate because this was the best-looking team they've had in a while.
It is, and probably silences the Fire Chip Kelly critics, too, for a while.
Might, although they may need to make the playoffs for that to work.
Browns 24, 49ers 10. Did anyone care?
No.
Okay.
Although, I mean,
if a Lion
Isaiah
falls...
Isaiah Crowell, good for you.
Yeah.
The 49ers, though, that it is what it is. It's a mess.
If the Lions fall to the Rams in a forest, does anyone hear it?
No.
Okay, so 21-14 Rams.
Todd Gurley, welcome back to reality.
Yeah, it's funny, if you break it down, when Todd Gurley was running well early, they were winning games, then he disappears for 4 weeks, they lose him, comes back with 140 yards. And
a lot of it is just they get behind and they just go away from it altogether.
And with a guy like that, you just keep feeding him the rock.
You have to.
Saints.
With a guy like that and a guy like Nick Foles.
You have to. Saints beat the Bucs 24-17, another game that at this stage doesn't mean a whole lot, except the Bucs were on the fringe of that wild card race.
Yeah,
that's pretty much a killer for them, too.
Big loss for them, and they couldn't really get anything going against a defense that's let everyone get things going.
The Jets beat the Titans 30-8, so the Jets right now would be in the playoffs at 8-5. They're one of, I think it's coming down to three teams. Well,
Jets, Chiefs, Steelers.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be shocked if one of them actually jumped up and caught one of those teams ahead of them.
Won't be the Jets.
It won't be the Jets, but it might be.
Could be one of the others.
Yeah, more likely the Chiefs than the Steelers, but we'll get to that. Steelers beat the Bengals 33-20. The big news here, broken thumb for Andy Dalton. Appears to be out for the rest of the season. May not need surgery. He might be able to return for the playoffs, but we'll get a chance to see A.J. McCarron now. And, you know, it's funny. This game we talked about so much last week with R.J. Bell and how the Steelers were ranked higher than the Bengals in Vegas. And I don't know how it would have played out if Dalton had finished the game. Steelers certainly looked better on Sunday.
Yeah, Steelers good defensively. And really, before Dalton got hurt, they were good defensively. Steelers look like they're a team that nobody's wanting to mess with right now. And you know what? We kind of glossed over it, but so are the Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets have won three straight since losing to the Texans. And they're going to Dallas next, so things are probably going to keep getting better. If they win one of their last two, which is home to the Patriots and at Buffalo, they're probably a playoff team too.
Jaguars beat the Chiefs. I don't think Chiefs are losing again, so
yeah, that's right.
Their schedule,
Chiefs are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, so. Jaguars, Colts, we talked about first hour. Jaguars beat the Colts 51-16, so rock and roll. Your Texans are still tied for first.
Rock and roll!
Chiefs, Chargers, not the prettiest game, but the Chiefs get the win.
You don't think the Raiders could beat the Chiefs?
I don't think they will. I think they can. Okay. I think the Chiefs are playing pretty good football right now.
They are.
Especially defensively.
They've won seven games in a row.
Yeah.
It's crazy that a team had a five-game losing streak and now is on a seven-game winning streak.
You know what they remind me a little bit of? Last year's Panthers, only better record. No. You know, really bad start and then turned it around. Anyhow, they beat the Chargers 10-3. They're 8-5. Redskins continue to share the lead in the NFC East with a 24-21 win over the Bears. The Bears, another team that looked like they might be getting close to being able to compete,
not.
And they have fallen off again. And Jay Cutler again with big numbers, but nothing when it counted. Okay, Falcons, Panthers. Panthers 38, Falcons nothing. I told you last week I was out on ever betting the Falcons again.
You have to be.
Thank God.
Point. You have to be.
But on the other hand, man, the Panthers are playing really, really well. And I'm done doubting those guys. That's a legitimate football team. Not traditional.
One of the best defenses in football, for sure.
Yeah.
And their offense is built perfectly for that. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Seattle the last several years.
And really, Seattle the last four games especially, without Marshawn Lynch, they go in and just destroy the Ravens. Russell Wilson is playing at a very, very high level right now.
He is. They finally started blocking for him. And this is now a pass-first offense. And if you'd asked me, you know, I wouldn't have said that's a smart thing. But the way they're blocking for this guy right now, he has plenty of time. He's making good throws, making good decisions. it's amazing how bad Russell Wilson looked early in the season and how good he looks right now. And if he plays like this, it's very difficult to see the Seattle team losing. Now that said, how often is he going to continue to play like this? But
well, that's
we're on a 3-week run where this guy is the best player in football.
And it's funny because, you know, we talk about great players and the ability to do it week in and week out, and quarterbacks more visible than anything else. He's had runs like this before, and if he keeps doing it, they're going to be nobody's going to want to see them in the playoffs. Raiders beat the Broncos 15-12, and when Brock Osweiler's putting the ball up 51 times and getting you 12 points, that's never a good sign. The one thing I took away from this: what the hell were the Raiders doing going for two?
I don't know. I don't know.
And by the way, as much as Jadeveon Clowney looked great last night, there was a guy that they were talking about drafting in Oakland who had a pretty good game. Khalil Mack, 5 sacks in that game. Pretty amazing effort. But
apparently good at sport.
Raiders 6-7, probably not. I mean, it's too late for them to make the wild card at this point. They've got too many losses to teams they'd be competing with. But for those of you who laughed at me when I said they could win 7 or 8 games this year, ha.
No, I didn't laugh. I like that team.
And then, of course, the Packers beat the Cowboys 28-7. Guess who showed up? Eddie Lacy.
Yeah. Welcome back to football.
Yeah. And believe it or not, the Cowboys, there's still a scenario where they go to the playoffs.
No, it's not real. Trust me.
I know it's not real, but we're going to talk about that because I know it's going to drive you nuts. But USA Today actually went and broke down what they call a very realistic scenario.
Let me give you a good reason why the Cowboys lost yesterday.
They're not very good.
Well, they're not. But who's their quarterback right now?
Well, I think part of their problem is, I mean, you can't expect them to match up with the Packers,
no,
right?
No, listen, but I'm just saying, if you're Matt Castle's your quarterback, why is he throwing the ball 29 times
right
in the game?
And why is Darren McFadden only carrying the ball 9 times?
Exactly. 9 carries, 111 yards. If there's 111 yards with 9 carries, that it will never happen because
three
I would never
fewer,
stop at 9 carries.
3 fewer yards than Matt Castle threw for, by the way.
Yeah, that would maybe be the halftime carries total. But if you've got 9 carries for 111 yards, I'm feeding you until your legs fall off. And then Robert Turbin came in, and he had 7 for 51. He carried carried the ball pretty good as well. I don't know. Dallas's game planning is just their coaching, which, listen, this is no surprise. I've never been a Jason Garrett guy, but that's mind-boggling to me.
A couple people mentioned that the Raiders' long snapper was hurt. That's no excuse.
You find somebody else. You have a backup long snapper?
And Cameron says, and the backup long snapper. You should have 4 or 5 guys who can do that. Honestly, your tight end should be able to do that. Your regular center should be able to do that. It's one of the weirdest things in sports that this is such a specialized skill that only your long snapper can do it.
You know where I would get worried if I was down to like my third guy at a certain position? The one that I was like, okay, well, maybe they really don't have someone is kicker. Maybe you really don't have a third guy who can kick a 30-yard field goal.
You may not have a second guy. Maybe your punter can do
it.
That's what I said. You would hope
your
punter can do it.
Guy.
But yeah, if that's your reasoning, then that's pretty dumb because that could have cost you the football game.
Jankowski's fat enough. He could have snapped it to himself.
Probably. I don't know if he's fast enough to get back there, though. That's the only problem. Anyway, and then, of course, tonight's game, you've got the Giants and the Dolphins.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Me either. Pair of 5-7 juggernauts. I know you're on the Giants tonight.
I am on the Giants tonight. And Mike Liebeschock mentions Seattle begins to protect Russell Wilson almost immediately after they lose Jimmy Graham. Coincidence or not, I don't think it is at all. And that's why I said all along, Jimmy Graham is not a good fit for that
team. You know what? I was just about to bring that up when we got off that game. I was just going to say, notice how good he's gotten since Jimmy Graham's been out of there.
He's not a good fit for that team because the you want guys who can block, and Jimmy Graham just doesn't even attempt to block. It's not a good fit. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about attorney Gary Trichter. And if you find yourself in trouble for DUI or DWI, you know, you got a lot of choices. You don't have a lot of great choices, though. And one of the great choices you do have is attorney Gary Trichter. You could go through the yellow pages and find some lawyer who's going to, you know, defend a DUI is what it'll say. And what that really means is he'll go in and he'll plead guilty and hope that his relationship with the judge is good enough that he'll go easy on you. Attorney Gary Trichter is a different story. This is a guy who is a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. And what that means is he's experienced in going to battle in front of juries, in front of judges. He's willing to actually take these cases to trial, whereas a lot of these DWI attorneys are not used to that happening. He's one of the best in the business because he's got more experience than damn near anybody in the field. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Let him prove to you, but let him prove to the jury with the science, the faulty science that the police have on these tests is indeed faulty. Put his number in your cell phone now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A lot of people asking me where I got that black crack. I don't know if I should tell them. I might want more. No, check your ATBs. There's a couple of them that have them. And I mentioned the one that I go to all the time, but I don't want to give it out on the air because
you're greedy.
I am. All right. Let's talk about the fight Saturday.
Okay.
I have a couple of questions for you, but I'd like your thoughts first.
There's not much to say about it. It was a clean victory. I mean, there's no question about it. It's a little bit disappointing when you have all that buildup. And let's face it, we had two separate buildups to this fight. One of them, Aldo, got hurt before the fight. So that was disappointing. And then this one, I mean, we had a full media parade, and everyone was excited for it and lasted 13 seconds. And that's part of fighting. Sometimes that happens, and it's happened with Mike Tyson plenty of times when he was in his heyday.
It happened with Ronda Rousey.
Yep. That's just part of the deal sometimes, but it's not what I would have expected for sure. So, but congrats to Connor. He's the new undisputed champion. And I think that because Aldo has been so outspoken about fighter issues, like pay, insurance, things like that, and because he didn't take the extra money they threw at him to fight hurt last time, that he's probably not going to get an instant rematch, and they're going to go with Frankie Edgar or somebody like that instead.
Who was also pretty impressive this
Frankie
weekend.
Frankie Edgar was also very impressive this weekend, but Frankie Edgar's also lost to Jose Aldo. But that said, styles make fights, and Frankie's on a good run, and he's a deserving opponent, but it sucks because I wanted to see how that fight unfolded, but that's fighting. Sometimes you catch that hand and it's over.
Yeah. Did you think they should have stopped the Weidman fight sooner?
Absolutely.
I know that's the first thing I thought watching. I was like, why is this still going on?
I mean, it was pretty clear. And man, Luke Rockhold, if you hadn't watched him before that, it's what he is every fight. He is a physically dominant fighter. He's great at everything. He's bigger and stronger than everyone in that division. And the one blemish on his record since he came to the UFC, I hate to call it a fluke, but it's a knockout that Vitor Belfort throws a crazy hook kick and knocks him out, and it would have knocked out a horse. Would that happen again? I highly doubt it. But this guy is a machine, and he just – it didn't even look like Chris Weidman belonged in the cage with him. I mean, he just manhandled him. And, yeah, I was with you. I was asking them to stop it at the end of that round. They didn't. And, I mean, luckily it didn't take too much longer after that. But that's an ugly look.
713-780-ESPN is your number. I'll be nice for those of you who really want it. That's it's a lot of HEBs have it. I know that the one on San Felipe has a couple. So
Specs had it today, the big Specs, but they sold out.
They sold out early, yeah. BBH too, by the way, which was released today. That's I know that's at almost all the HEBs. All right, let's try what is that? Moss? What's up, Moss?
Hello.
Hello.
You're
sports.
On
sports.
Okay, cool. Hey man, I was wondering if y'all got a chance to listen earlier to the interview they did with that dude that did the I think it's called the Doe Report about the Pete Rose thing.
No.
We haven't gotten into the Pete Rose thing. I was surprised that – I mean, I guess Pete Rose basically is now – I think this is it. I think he's dead to Major League Baseball. That's it. I mean, you'll still see him – we'll still see him when we go to Vegas sitting in that same store at Mandalay Place where he signs autographs. But he's just not going to be in the Hall of Fame. And – basically it boiled down to the fact that he admitted that he still gambles on baseball. I don't know that it really matters.
Yeah, at this point, what difference should it make?
I don't get that.
Although, can I just say one thing? Maybe you played and maybe you know a lot about it. There's so many better things to bet on than baseball, Pete.
Yeah.
If it came down to where, you know what, I'm not going to bet on baseball so I can get into the Hall of Fame, you got 1,000 other things that are easier to bet on. You dumb bleep.
I think the best thing he could have done, I mean, Rose, he begged for forgiveness. He admitted that he lied back in the late 80s. But that Dowd report that basically said that he gambled as a player in 85, 86 as a player, not just as a manager in 87. And I think that, you know, the fact that he's still betting on these things was just enough that Rob Manfred said, you know what, you just haven't changed. You said you were a changed man, and I'm not seeing the change. I don't know that it – again, I don't know that it should matter. I mean, I don't feel – I feel like this guy made his mistakes. This guy has been punished pretty severely, in my opinion. I mean, you're going to keep the guy out of the Hall of Fame for what? I mean, I agree with...
As a baseball player, was he a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
As a baseball player, was Barry Bonds a Hall of
absolutely.
Famer?
Absolutely. Roger Clemens, the list goes on and on. Listen, if you want to say that Pete Rose can never work in Major League Baseball again, okay. Barry Bonds just got a job in Major League Baseball as a hitting coach for the Marlins. He's got a job.
Yeah.
Pete Rose isn't even asking for a job. He just wants a plaque in the Hall of Fame, which he should have. He deserves it. I don't care what he bet on. Let the guy in the Hall of Fame.
If you want to put on his plaque, banned from baseball for betting, fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
put the guy in there. Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't be – he should not be associated with a major league team.
No, he shouldn't be allowed to manage a team again or work for a team again because then you're getting into all kinds of – potential conflicts of interest, but that should have nothing to do with Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame. Really shouldn't.
I just don't feel.
Look, he's a turd. He's a horrible human being. He was a great baseball player. Ty Cobb was a turd and a horrible human being. God knows what he did that never came out back then. Boy, if you can imagine if there were Twitter when Ty Cobb was alive.
No. They'd
get video of him choking a guy to death or something.
Ty Cobb was like the old school Trump. all right. I got to tell you guys about Pajamagram. That's right. I tell you about this every Christmas because every Christmas guys get it for their ladies and they always think it's a good deal. They always feel like it brings the happiness to both them and their lady. And it doesn't just have to be their lady. I mean, you could get it for your mom, your sister, your daughter, whoever you got to get a gift for. Pajamagram makes something for them because you don't want to get your daughter something sexy. That'd be super weird. But you want to get your lady something sexy, you can do that. They've got the hoodie footy if you're just looking for something to make her cozy, keep her warm. They've got the midnight fantasy if you're looking to spice things up a little bit. Or you can get the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com, and you'll save $60. And you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footy holiday and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Scary,
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things to clean up from earlier. Bill said, did he just say Johnny Cueto 5 years, $30 million? That can't be right. No, it's not. It's $130 million. So,
yeah, 6 years.
Yeah, and it's 6 years, $130 million. Yeah. And then,
but man, pitching keeps getting paid, doesn't
yep.
it?
And then somebody mentioned that J.J. Watt and Mario were on a team together the first year. I'm aware of that, but they had also made the decision to move on from Mario.
Yeah, they knew that he wasn't going to be
why they one of the reasons why they drafted J.J. Joining us now, as he does every week, Stanford Rout, former NFL and UH cornerback. Stanford, your thoughts on last night's wonderful performance by the Texans?
Still tied for first in division.
Rock and roll!
I guess
that's all you can say.
The reality is, we talked about this at the top of the show. I mean, you win the next three games, you win the division. Last night's not going to mean a damn thing. Mm-hmm. And now they're back playing with teams that are at their class level, the kind of teams that they should be competitive with. And you've played enough to know that there are certain teams that are just better than you.
Yeah.
And okay. Isn't that what we saw last night?
You saw a team that played better, coached better, was better prepared in every aspect of the game.
That's and just has better players, too. I mean, they're just – it's a better team.
I wouldn't necessarily say better players. I really, really wouldn't, because if you look at across the board, you got Tom Brady. We all know what that is.
Right.
But when you look at the receivers, they're not better receivers than the Texans receivers. They're not. And
Gronk is better than any offensive weapon the Texans have.
Absolutely. But I'm receivers, not – tight end, obviously. Okay. We know Gronk.
Well, Gronk's a receiver. Gronk plays tight end, but he's a receiver.
Yeah, and I'll give you that. You look at the secondary. Their secondary isn't more talented than the Houston Texans secondary. It's not. People always say that Malcolm Butler, he made that great play in the Super Bowl, and he'll always be remembered. But Malcolm Butler is not a shutdown corner. He's not some top-tier corner. He's good, but he's not anything top of any echelon or any class or anything like that. So would I say that the Patriots have better players than the Texans? No, I can't go that far. I can't.
That surprises me.
I can't go that far. At certain positions, yes. But across the board, I can't go that far.
Well, they certainly have it at the most important position, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, and, of course.
And I do think, to AJ's point, Gronk is an elite receiver in this
Gronk
league.
Is a beast.
And
he's a beast.
You can throw the Brandon LaFells and Danny Amendolas around him.
Keyshawn Martins.
You got that guy, then those guys wind up getting open. And one thing I thought was interesting last night, and as a former defensive back, I'd like your opinion to this, the way that the Patriots took DeAndre Hopkins out of the game by putting their second corner on him and basically floating a safety over there all the time. How common is that, that you do that with a number one receiver?
Oh, teams do that all the time. A lot of teams have caught on with the stigma that you can stick your number one corner on the other team's number one receiver. And even though he's a great corner, he still is not going to shut down that number one receiver. That receiver is not going to go out there and have no catches for no yards. He's still going to make his plays. We all know what the pass interference rules are in the NFL. And you still have quarterbacks that can thread the needle and put the ball on a dime and make it rain out there. So the opposing team's number one receiver is still going to make his plays. Now, the number one corner is going to slow him down, but he's not going to shut him down. So a lot of times what teams do is they'll take the number one corner, because the Patriots did this a lot last year with Revis. They'll put the number one corner on the opposing team's number two receiver and erase him off the board completely. And then they'll go and take the number two corner with safety help, with help from a linebacker or what have you, on the opposing team's number one corner. That's what a lot of teams have started doing, and even back like in the 2000s. So that didn't really surprise me. But even then, from just watching the game, there was plenty of plays where Hopkins was somewhat open. It wasn't like the Patriots were just blanketing him. I think it was just the way that the game just kind of got out of hand and the way it was flowing, that you're going to have games like that. A.J. Green has games where he only catches two or three balls. And it's not because the opposing team was just erasing him off the board. That's just the way the flow of the game goes sometimes.
Why, in your opinion, did they keep sticking with that damn Wildcat when it was clear it was never going to work? And it didn't work the first few times they tried it, and then they just kept going to it, including in key situations. And, I mean, it the Patriots were ready for it every single time. Why do you keep beating your head against that wall?
Because in because during their four-game win streak, it was kind of working timely in certain plays, like the one against the Jets where it was the throw across back the field to Alfred Blue, I believe, on the long touchdown. Little things like that, the little trick plays, they've been working here and there. And whenever you have an offense that's not completely soundproof, that's not just flowing on all cylinders, you have to throw in some wrinkles like that to keep the chains moving. Whenever you have an offense that's not flowing, running the ball, passing the ball, it's not flawless. You're going to have that. Just like several years ago with Tim Tebow with the Broncos, they had to run the wildcat, the little fake trick plays. You got to do that because that's going to supplement plays that you're going to be missing out on because you may not necessarily have the talent across the board at, like we just said, it's certain key positions.
Stanford Route, our guest. All right, so basically, as we said when you got here, they win the next three, they win the division. Do you think this team can win in Indianapolis for the first time with T.J. Yates at quarterback? Do you think they can win out and wind up winning the division?
Anybody can beat the team that I saw playing against the Jags yesterday. I'll tell you that much. And I don't want to say it boldly, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Jags won the division. I wouldn't be.
I said that to Fred.
And I'm not saying that is a knee-jerk reaction to what happened yesterday. I'm just simply saying from what I've seen, this division is literally a jump ball. It's up for grabs.
Yeah, except I think of the three teams that are in it, I think they still have the toughest schedule. I know Atlanta's been garbage lately, but that's not going to be easy. They got to go to New Orleans, and that's always a tough place to play, and they're still not that good. And then they got to come here. So we'll see. And they're a game back, too. That's the other factor.
If they were all even, I would.
I probably would be on them if they were
the
all
Jags. Yeah. But, yeah, they are a game behind.
And with also not a great division record, not a great conference record. Yep. So
it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. But right now, nobody in the division is obviously running away with it. Nobody appears to really, really want it. And in times like this, usually that dark horse has a chance to sneak up on you and prevail. I remember back in 2011, we were supposed to win the division out there in the AFC West, and we let Tim Tebow sneak up on us, take the division, go into the playoffs, win a wild card game, and all of a sudden Tim Tebow's, you know, the folklore and all of that. So it's going
to
be interesting.
God, I can't believe you lost to Tim Tebow.
It happens.
That should haunt you, bro.
God clearly did not like you.
You're a cornerback who lost to Tim Tebow in an NFL football game.
Man.
They're going to put that on your headstone,
hey,
man.
Hey, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost him, and they won six Super Bowls.
That's true. But
and they had good cornerbacks.
All the cornerbacks on that team.
Watch yourself.
All the cornerbacks on that team that day should hang their heads, I tell you.
Well, no, I didn't say that I lost to Tim Tebow.
Oh,
and I didn't say that he threw for 300 yards. I'm saying that we lost to a team that was quarterbacked by him.
Okay, that's better.
Come on, guys.
That makes it sound better.
Yeah, y'all can't just throw me under the bus like that.
Why not? It's kind of what we do here. If you haven't figured that out by now, being here all season.
But like I said, it's going to be interesting, man. I really want to see the Texans pull this out. And now that you got Hoyer out again, which apparently I'm not sure how long he's going to be out or if anything at that, but they definitely just got to come together. It's a three-game season, and anything's possible.
How concerned are you about Hoyer long-term here when this is his second concussion now in, 4 weeks? And he's had him in the past. He's also had a lot of injury problems. I mean, how many times do you want to see your quarterback bang his head up during a season before you say, you know what, maybe he needs to be thinking about doing something else?
So are you asking me what do I see him going long-term from a health standpoint or just performance standpoint?
Well, both, because doesn't one affect the other? Clearly he had issues before he went back in the game because they were looking at him on the sidelines, and he did not look like he knew what the heck he was doing when he got back out there. And we've seen that a lot of times with guys who get concussed and then they go back on the field and then the hit gets worse and then you notice it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, from his health perspective and as a quarterback, I mean, how much do you start wondering whether or not you trust a guy long term that's starting to have these problems? And it's been throughout his career that he's gotten hurt. But when you start getting concussions, man, as a quarterback, that is not a good thing.
No, it definitely isn't. It's something that you obviously got to monitor day in, day out, even weekly, and You just want to make sure that you got the best pieces around him. Because I don't care who it is, you got to have the great setup around him. You got to have a quarterback who's comfortable. You got to have a quarterback who has good protection, who has good playmakers around him, and then has a stable environment within the front office. And coming into this year was the Hoyer Mallett. Yeah, the musical chairs. And I think things like that take their toll on you as a quarterback throughout the season. And now that he has the keys to the car, and it's not necessarily an allowance anymore, or just borrowing the keys, hopefully he'll be able to bounce back from this concussion and he can go forward moving long term. But even then, you still have to kind of wonder if the game manager or just the dinks and dunks here and there can really, really get you where you're trying to go.
That's Stanford Rout, former NFL and UH cornerback. You can follow him on Twitter at srout26 with two T's. You going to the Peach Bowl?
I want to go. Haven't decided if I'm going to go yet, but I definitely will be rooting for U of H no matter what. And Travis Johnson, if you're hearing this, I think we're going to surprise Florida State.
I think you guys should make a bet. That's what it should be.
Come on, man. Gambling's illegal.
Not between individuals. Like, if we went on a golf course and you wanted to bet. Or if you
a friendly wager, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
if
so
you
what
lose,
do y'all
if you lose, you have to shave your head.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
You don't have faith in your boys? Come on.
Oh, no, I got faith in my boys, but you will, hey, we lost to Tim Tebow in 2011.
Anything
is possible.
I think if you win, if the Cougs win, Travis Johnson should have to get a UH tattoo. And if Florida State wins, you should have to get a Florida State tattoo.
I have a better idea. If UH wins, Travis has to bring us a bottle of Whitmire's. If Florida State wins, Stanford has to bring us a bottle of Whitmire's.
That's the best bet.
So either way, y'all win.
Either way, we
exactly.
win. That's right.
That's how we do things here.
Brilliant.
All right. I think your buddy Aubrey is on the line.
Oh, look at this.
He's actually here.
On a Monday, Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, pardon me. How's it going, Aubrey?
You said Monday, so Monday it is.
Look at you.
Last week you said Monday, so I made sure Monday it was.
Since when do you listen to me?
It's almost like the rules you're making up, man. Almost like you go to the craft tables and seven you win and snake eyes you win, right? So that'd be a heck of a good table, though.
There you go.
I like the way y'all set up those deals.
Aubrey, tell us what you got going on with Dirt Free these days. I know you guys are doing a lot for kids.
We really are. No offense right now. And as a matter of fact, I just recently finished up something a couple hours ago with the Toy for Tot program. And what we're doing is taking a new unwrapped toy when we come out to your home, have that toy ready at dirtfreecarpet.com, 281-DIRT-FREE, and we're going to give you $150 worth of work for free. You'll get a free speed dry, which is $100, and you'll get an extra room of carpet cleaning for free. So when you purchase tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs, you know, getting your wool rugs cleaned in the home. We can clean wool rugs with our new glider wine, with our new Vortec glider. We can clean over wood floors, over parquet, over slate. We can clean the rug without removing it because the new Vortec glider wine never, ever gets the parquet wet. So this is a system, friends, you need to see for yourself. Dirtfreecarpet.com. 281-DIRTFRE with 1E 347-8373. Have that new toy for us. Help us. Help the Marine Corps. And then get a free room of carpet cleaning and a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. And when we start in the worst area, if you don't love what you're seeing, we won't waste your money because we won't bill you. You know, we'll start in the very worst area. If you don't love it, you don't pay.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Always doing good things for us. Appreciate it, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week, and hopefully we'll get a win next week. And next Monday we'll be talking about a victory instead of a little bit falling back a little bit.
All right.
All right, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
I'm a broken man. I'm full of sin. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. ESPN 97.5 brings back the Christmas sports stocking beginning today. We'll give away one stocking each day that is filled with prizes. We've got Grand Lux Cafe, Top Brass Military and Tactical, and Time Rock Barbecue, just for starters. Keep them for yourself or use them to complete your shopping list. Listen to the Blitz for your chance to win. That will be coming up early in the 6 o'clock hour. Sound fair?
Sounds fair.
We have two giveaways.
You're so generous.
We have two giveaways because we love the people. 95% of the people we love. But we give stuff to 100% of the people.
That's true.
Because we're generous and giving and caring people. But we'll have two giveaways coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. But right now, it is time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This one combines roadkill, an Alabama man, Mississippi.
Okay.
And meth, of course.
No sex, though.
And that too.
Okay.
Sort of. Meth, oxycodone, rape.
Oh, a lot going on there.
And murder.
Okay. All right.
And it all started when William Willie P. Miller.
It all started with a kiss.
How did it end up like this? But William Willie P. Miller, 27. How many bad people do you know named Willie? You're just not. Because I always think Willie Nelson. Probably named after Willie Nelson. You probably sit around, smoke weed all day, and don't do anything.
Not bothering anybody.
But not this guy. William P. Willie Miller tried to explain what happened. His bail was set at $4.6 million. He was charged with killing three people.
Jeez.
And sexually assaulting a witness. He said it was all a big mistake.
I'd agree with him.
And it began simply enough when he hit a deer.
Okay.
He was going to visit his friends, hits a deer on the way, takes drugs, meth, and oxycodone.
After he hit the deer?
Yes.
Okay.
And decides to go back and find the deer.
Maybe not the best choice, but all right.
Well, no. None of this is a very good choice because it just gets worse from here. So he takes the drugs and he decides he's going to go back and find the deer and takes his friends with him. And on the way, apparently, they start arguing. And he said, one of the men was more or less picking on me. He kept on, and it got physical. So he then shot and killed both men near the Alabama-Mississippi state line, then returned home with their bodies in the car and killed one of the guy's wives. He then sexually assaulted...
Took it pretty seriously.
Well, yeah, I mean, over a dead deer. But then he sexually assaulted another woman at the home who saw the other woman die, and forced her to lead him to a dirt pit where he set the car on fire with the men's bodies inside. The remains have not yet been identified. He fled from police in the survivor's car, eventually running into the woods before surrendering after an 18-hour manhunt.
Sounds like kind of a bad guy.
He was arrested. He was charged with three counts of murder, first-degree rape, and malicious mischief for the alleged destruction of the truck registered to the Taylors. I have to say...
It seems to go beyond mischief.
Yeah, well, I think the first four there, the three counts of murder and first-degree rape, probably going to get you in enough trouble where the mischief is not going to be much of a factor. But let this be a lesson. If you hit a deer, don't go back looking for it.
Right. Just let it go. You don't need to eat that.
No, because... And don't do meth.
That's always the moral of the story.
Don't do meth and then go look for a deer with your friends and then kill them.
Right.
And anyway, he's going away for a long time, but it all started with roadkill. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know, going back to the scene of a crime never works.
Never ends up
in the history
well.
Of history. Remember what happened to Josh Brolin's character in No Country for Old Men?
Yep.
If he hadn't gone back to take that guy water, he'd have got out of there with all that money.
True.
He'd still be alive today.
Maybe.
At least his character. But no.
Started feeling guilty.
Yep. Wanted to go give the guy water.
They might have found him with the tracking thing anyway.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But
he would have had a better head start.
Yeah, and he might have figured out that tracking thing a lot sooner.
Yep.
Anyway, all right, guys, got to tell you about Tupelo's. And, hey, if you want to go hang out at a really cool place here during the holidays, you want to do some cool stuff, have some great beer, hang out with some terrific people, terrific food, and enjoy whatever sports you want to watch, Tupelo's is your place to go. They got all kinds of cool stuff going on right now. They're Toys for Tots drive through the 22nd. If you stop by and donate an unopened, unwrapped toy, for a this holiday season. They're going to give you a $5 off coupon just for donating. They're also doing free gift wrapping through the 23rd. So if you're like AJ and me and you don't want to wrap gifts, just go in, have a drink, a meal, chill. They'll wrap it for you. So then it looks like you did all the work. And they've also got a great holiday gift card special going on. You earn an extra $5 for every $25 in gift cards you purchase all month long. So great place to hang out, great people, and they're in the spirit, man. You just go there and watch the Rockets. If you want to do that, you want to watch the bowl games, it's your place to do it. You want to watch the NFL, that's the place to go. 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. So if you're on the north side, this needs to be your sports bar. It really is a home away from home. Chip and his gang do a fantastic job. Check them out at twobelows.com or give them a call, 281-292-3600. Make sure you tell them you heard about us, about them on the Blitz. That's twobelows, twobelows.com.
ESPN 97.5.